This is a story of two Arkansas citizen towns. I'm Rich Carville. Earnhardt in Independence County is on the north bank of the White River, 3 miles southeast of Bethesda. The Missouri Pacific Railroad runs through Earnhardt. Earnhardt began in 1887 as the site of Robert Washington Earnhardt's legal distillery. He and his family members opened a saloon in Batesville. The distillery at Earnhardt closed in 1914. Earnhardt had a short-lived post office from 1914 to 1918 labeled Earnhardt's by the U.S. Postal Service. In the early 1900s, the Chicken Pen School served the Earnhardt community. Chicken Pen still maintained a school in 1936, but consolidated with Bethesda a few years later. The first campus of the Arkansas Sheriff's Youth Ranches is located on Earnhardt Road, where the Earnhardt Distillery once stood. Founded in 1976, the Arkansas Sheriff Boys Ranch provides services to both boys and girls. The ranch occupies part of the land area of the old community of Earnhardt. Little is left of Earnhardt today, aside from the old concrete slab where the distillery was once located. East Camden in Ouachita County was originally called Bill Kitt's Rental Housing and began as a planned community created to support the nearby Shoemaker Naval Ammunition Depot. East Camden is the only city in Arkansas that was constructed by the U.S. Navy. The depot's chief maintenance engineer, A.T. Smith, designated the general layout of the town. Ownership was later transferred to Johnson's Brown and Root, which changed the depot into an industrial park, catering primarily to defense contractors. This has been the story of Arkansas cities and towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the public media service of Arkansas State University.